It is I, Don Picotti of Pequot Lakes, arrived from my long sojourns here to perform great acts of chivalry in the spirit of those erstwhile knights errant of long ago. But first, I seek a room at this inn. Sancho, bring me my lance and shield. Here, take my steed.
Yep, lance and shield, tie up the horse. Got it.
Fair maiden, tell me where to find the innkeeper.
Wow, I've never seen a horse in the lobby before. Hi, I'm Natalie. Welcome to Sweet Country Inn. May I help you?
I dare say you are the innkeeper? Such a delicate lady to be mired in the details of running an inn. No proper knight would allow such a thing. Sir, how dare you?
This one's all yours, Todd.
Hi, I'm Todd. Welcome to Sweet Country Inn.
Yes, you know, I know all of that. You don't need to repeat what she said. But you are a rather shabby innkeeper. You wear the same blouse as the lady.
This is our uniform, sir. How may I help you? Are you a member of the Perks Rewards?
I seek a room for my squire Sancho and myself. I require a large fireplace and, if possible, an anvil and forge.
Okay, let's look this up. Okay, so we have a whirlpool suite.
Does the whirlpool have a chamber pot?
The whirlpool suite is a chamber pot.
Very well, that will do.
Oh, okay, boss, here's your lance and shield. I rolled in the luggage, too.
Excuse me, perhaps you missed the sign on the door?
No hockey sticks allowed? Yeah, what?
That's pretty much a hockey stick. You'll have to keep it outside.
I do not know what comprises a hockey stick, but this is a steel lance carried by knights into battle. A good lance, well struck and sharpened by an ebon blacksmith, may run through three barbarians at once and draw out smoothly, tempered by blood.
That's a hard no on the lance, Mr.
Yes, as I said, Don Picotti of Pequot Lakes. Perhaps you would like to see my family seal?
We keep it in the bathtub outside.
No swords.
Very well. Sancho will sleep outside with the horse to protect the lance and shield.
This place has HBO.
911 is the speed dial number, Todd.
I know, Natalie.
Listen, you guys. I know the Don comes across a little strong, but...
I'm sorry. This is just too much. You can't stay here.
Indeed. By the looks of things, you don't get many knights around here. Look at the rabble in your foyer.
Those are small children making waffles in the breakfast nook.
Pendulum dwarves, I call them. Away with you. And you, sir. Yes, you, sitting over there. What merits your casual attitude in the presence of a nobleman? What pathetic name do you call yourself?
My name's Earl of Earl's Plumbing.
Oh, dear me. A thousand apologies, sir. I had no idea you were a fellow nobleman, an earl, no less. Forgive my insolence. I say, innkeepers, you allow a nobleman to waste away in the lobby for lack of services? He should be plied with wine and bread aplenty. He is Earl, the Earl of Earl's Plumbing.
That's right. I'm Earl. And could you make that a Schlitz?
Sir, it's just, I don't know if we're the best place for you. Right, Todd?
Yeah. A knight like you should really stay in a castle.
Yes, a castle. And do you know what? I know exactly where there is a castle.
You do? Where?
Just over there in Brainerd. In fact, you can see it on the horizon. Look.
Oh, indeed. Indeed I do. Oh, what a tall tower. The occupant must be quite a lord indeed. He will welcome us. Sancho, let us depart. Stand aside, Brainerdians. Don Picotti of Pequot Lakes prepares to mount his steed. Prepare yourself, family seal.
Hey, that was a pretty good move. I know that's just the old water tower in Brainerd, but it's pretty hard to get my boss off your case. Well done.
Thanks. We've used that one twice just this month.
Hey, mister, you seem normal. Why do you ride around with that guy?
Oh, I'm type 1 diabetic. Don Picotti has great health insurance.
Oh. 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 No.